Hello, brothers and sisters in Heart Dwellers family. I'm so excited to share this vision in our first Heart Dwellers event with you. This vision was given to me more than 3 years ago in prayer. We had organized a pro-life event outside at a park. There were many attendees and activities going on. The main attraction was the healing room, which was a prayer tent. I saw women entering the tent who have had abortions, lost their child, or had a miscarriage. Then they were led by our prayer team into using their sanctified imagination to go and enter into the memory of their pain and actually meet with Jesus and see their child. I saw many women breaking down crying and receiving so much freedom from the guilt and shame they carried. Then they were taken to the second part of the healing room where there was a prayer team ready, consisting of one adult and one child in each row. I saw all my siblings and my nieces and nephews there as well. When the woman would come to receive prayer, the child would have their hands open to receive them first and say, "You are forgiven," and hug them. I saw many women breaking down in tears on this alone, as were hugged by the children, and the adult would pray over the woman. It was such an amazing vision that I tucked it away in my heart. I decided recently to make a Rhema card out of it and put in the deck of cards, knowing that when I pulled the card out, it would be the proper time for me to do this event. I pulled the card at the end of December when I thought I was going to Ghana. I was so flabbergasted because I thought, "Lord, I'm leaving, and how is this going to happen?" I assumed in the vision I had years ago I was in Texas because all my family, nieces, and nephews were there as well. We discerned, and the Lord made it clear that He wants us to do this event in Taos. I was even more blown away, wondering, how is this going to happen? However, when the Lord gives a vision and says to move forward with it, He brings all the pieces together, and He has, and I have my family on board to be a part of this. Blessed Mother gave us the name of the event, which is called Life from Light. From James 1:17, every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. It is a free, family-friendly, and fun event to celebrate the gift of life that begins in the womb, and we desire it to become an annual celebration. This event is an opportunity to bring mothers and parents together from all walks of life and lavish God's love on them. We want to touch mothers and fathers in Taos and the surrounding areas who carry the pain and guilt of aborting a child, losing a child, or having a miscarriage, experience God's freedom through the healing room. We will provide free food and have a cotton candy and popcorn maker, bounce house for the children. There will be powerful speakers who will share their stories, activities consisting of music, poetry, and spoken word performers. We're looking into getting a children's choir to perform, intercession, face painting, and a balloon release where we'll write a name on the balloon in remembrance of a lost child or aborted baby to let them know they're not nameless or faceless, as we release the balloons to heaven. This event will help bring the reality of how precious life is and how children truly are a gift from the Lord to give expecting mothers much hope for the future. We will also provide goodie bags for every attendant and free t-shirts. The goal and objective of this event is to bring healing to women and men who carry guilt, shame, fear, and pain from the act of abortion, to bring awareness of the sanctity and value of life, for all women to see the honor and value in being a mother, to have all attendees encounter the tangible presence of God's love. Why are we sharing it with you, Heart Dwellers? Because we're inviting each of you to join us for this event. Many have desired to visit the refuge, or even meet Mother Claire and the family. There will be no trips to the mountain this time. However, we'd love to have all of you save the date and make this a family trip to come out and join us in this event. Also, we need you. We're so in need of helping hands, volunteers to be a part of the prayer team with your children, and we know this family is gifted with talents. Do you do poetry, or even have your own story to share, and you can relate to these mothers or fathers? Then become one of the speakers of the event. Do you have some products or resources that would be really valuable for those who attend? Then become a vendor. We can provide you a free vendor table for this event. We're going to try to work out a deal with one of the local hotels so all Heart Dwellers guests can stay in the same place. So once we have the details, we'll let you know, and we'll be posting another message once the event gets closer. If you think you just can't make it, but would like to help with the event, you can donate. You have to put 300 goodie bags together for the event and provide bags of love for expecting mothers. You can donate gently used children's clothes and new infant items. We also have a surprise raffle at the event where we want to provide paintings done by Heart Dwellers to give to the attendees. The theme of the painting should bring them joy about being a parent or bring healing to their hearts. So be creative, all Heart Dwellers artists. If it's not too much to ask, we will take sketches, paintings on canvases, or just paper. It doesn't have to be framed. Or you can send in your artwork digitally by email and we will print it out. Just make sure the pixels are high resolution. And of course, you can always donate to help us cover the cost. Just send in your donation and memo, Life from Light Event. You have been so generous to give to all the new projects and even communities that are being fundraised for. We so appreciate it. So save the date and join us. We need your help and would love to meet you and your families face to face. If you're interested in getting involved in any way and attending the event, please email heartdwellersghana@gmail.com or lightofthewoodstaosnet.com so we can have a head count and begin communicating with you. If you can donate items, please mail it to P.O. Box 1113, Taos, New Mexico, 87571. And if you're sending your picture of your artwork online, just email it to us. God bless you, family, and I can't wait to see you.